Christmas music. In fact, I've been listening to Christmas music since Thanksgiving. But I am getting a little tired of the songs that I'm hearing. So, we thought we'd work with our very own CCV music team and create our own original Christmas song. But we need to get some really good lyrics. So, we thought we'd go to the experts.
Yeah, let's go see what they have to say.
Okay.
Christmas morning, you wake up. What do you do?
I go to my mom and dad's room where the stockings are.
Oh my gosh, there's so much presents.
Hallelujah!
Perfect. What about you? What's the first thing you do Christmas morning?
Take a bath.
Take a bath? Really?
Take a bath.
Wait, what was the worst present you've ever gotten?
Like maple syrup on his spaghetti.
And my second worst present was the Seattle Seahawks shirt.
What year was Santa born?
1989.
How old do you think Santa is, Ryan?
500 something.
Maybe a 500?
60, 70, I think. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the reindeer's names?
Rudolph.
Dancer.
Prancer.
Flancer.
Vincent?
Vincent?
Vincent.
Yeah, Vincent, the reindeer.
Comet and Cooper.
Donner and Fix-It.
And Fix-It? He's the handy reindeer.
Fix-It Felix.
In two sentences, can you tell me the story of Jesus' birth?
Mary and Joseph got married, and since there's no room, they had to go to a farm where they had their baby.
Mm-hmm. They went to a farm to have their baby. Okay.
And that was Noah.
And that was baby Noah?
The Bible says that baby Jesus was laid in a manger. What's a manger?
Was there ever...
It's like that thing when they have the wood things.
Yeah, and it has animals.
And it has animals like horses, sheep.
Dude, no, not sheep. Sheep that have horns.
What else was in the stable with Jesus?
Mary and Joseph.
And the
chickens?
Shepherds?
Black sheep.
A black sheep.
And
a goat.
A goat?
It's a desert place. There's desert. There has to be camels.
It was probably really stinky. Cow poop.
Well, the wise men, they traveled from somewhere. Do you remember where they traveled from?
King Harriet.
Yeah. King Harriet?
Yeah. Visited with him.
Yeah.
And they brought gifts. What gifts did the wise men bring?
Baby oil or something.
And circle red ornaments and blue ornaments, green, and polka dot and sparkle.
Frankincense.
Mm-hmm. What do you think frankincense smelled like?
It smelled gross.
It smelled gross.
Might have smelled gross.
Might have smelled gross. What do you think the stable sounded like with all those animals?
On Rudolph, on Vincent,
on Cooper, on Fix-It.
Old Santa, how old is he?
He could be 500, he could be 60.
The wise men came from Harriet's place. They hurried so they wouldn't be late. It's Christmas, Christmas on the farm. With Joseph and Mary and baby Noah, who was born in a barn. Whoa.
Don't bring that frankincense, cause it smells gross.
Don't wanna see. of goats. It's Christmas, Christmas on the farm.
Well, get the water running and make sure that it's nice and warm. 'Cause jumping in the tub, can be so dry. Better give some baby oil a try.
So y'all better cheer up.
If you're gonna have sheep, then best have horns.
We got every color ornament except for bright orange.
Want a Seahawks jersey up in my stocking.
The stable spread like blue, 'cause that animal dropping.
Let's hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
Shabooyah, 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 shabooyah.
It's Christmas. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Christmas time.
On the farm, y'all.
Can you smell it?
I can smell it.
It's Christmas out on the farm, yeah, oh yeah, with Joseph, Mary, and baby Noah, or was it Jesus who was born in a barn? Oh, grab all your little ones and hold them close. Oh, this is a season that the kids love most. Christmas on the farm.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
All right.
What do you think of that? Andy, there we go. Hey, how are you? Merry Christmas. That was lame. Merry Christmas. There we
That's
go.
That's better.
That was done by a church. They just asked some kids what they thought about first when they thought of Christmas, and then they put together a song in an hour. So, Christmas on the farm.
That's funny.
So it's kind of funny. They sound like they're asleep.
They are. It's that middle section.
I see
kind of missing
people.
Right now.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn, brother.
Oh. All right. Welcome, everybody. Hope you guys are ready for Christmas. Yeah? How many of you guys online shop like I do?
Yeah.
Go Amazon. Get packages on time? Everybody
yep.
Still waiting on a package? No IOUs this year for Christmas? All right, well, welcome to Haven Church. This is the time of year when we just celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Let's open up a prayer real quick. Lord God, we're just amazed to be here tonight. You know, we're just in awe of your precious gift of Jesus Christ. You know, as I listen right now to all these kids right now in your house right now, it just reminds me of the precious gift of life and the birth of your child and the sacrifice and mercy you gave us, Lord. So, in the words of Tiny Tim, God bless us all, everyone. All right, let's stand on up and do a little singing.
You sound good.
And you guys got to sing loud. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the
glorious face. Oh, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this to believe? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the glad song tidings be? Written by your heavenly song. Go. Oh,
Lord God, we come to you this evening just recognizing it's kind of weird for us, God, because we're used to being freezing cold. And it's we feel like singing Melikaliki Maka because it's warm and we've got air conditioning on. And this is just a weird experience for us because everything, we're used to just going the same way. And it kind of helps us stop and remind ourselves that everybody was just doing a census, doing everything like they were told to, everything the same way. But you changed all of history once and for all by sending your son to come into the world, to be born into a stable in Bethlehem, to not only just to be born and to be a king that was recognized, but to change the entire world and to change my life and the lives of so many here. So during this time, we want to worship and glorify you and just let us just celebrate who you are. In Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, at this time, I'm going to ask those who are in my family to come forward today. Rachel, many of you know Rachel. Rachel, unfortunately, this afternoon had a migraine again. So she has struggles with those, and so I'm going to give these guys the mic, and I'm going to give it to Mommy. She's going to hold it. And okay, you can. I'll tell you. Okay. All right, so we're going to begin. So here we are on Christmas Eve. Does it seem like it's Christmas Eve? Doesn't it seem like it should be about October? Just thinking, I mean, happy Halloween, I guess. But on Christmas Eve, we light the final candle of Advent, which is the Christ candle. For only in Christ do we find hope, love, and joy, and peace do we know have come to know the season. So Emmigel is going to light for us all all the candles surrounding it. The first one we have of hope, the second one of love, the pink one of joy, and the final purple one of peace and love. So, and now we come to light this last candle this Christmas Eve, the candle in the center of the wreath. Before us, there's a glowing five brilliant candles lighting the way to remind us of the gift in Bethlehem, the gift of the promised Messiah.
Jacob. Listen to his words in John 8. Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Who needs this light in your life this Christmas? A neighbor? A relative? A shut-in?
A person who doesn't need any help and seems nasty to everyone. Happy to miss the true meaning of one more Christmas. Look around your life. Take stock of your relationships. There are hurting people stumbling in the darkness, completely dead to the light of life that Jesus speaks of in the verse from John 8.
The Christ candle reminds us to see that even if we are focused on the right things in our life, we must also include others, and specifically those who do not know Jesus as a light in their lives. If we do not think of them, then we've missed Jesus' point in coming. The fifth candle is a cold flame.
Ultimately, the Christ candle shows that us that Christmas is not about us. It has never been about you. It is about Jesus and his love for all those around us. It is about a grateful life lived to shine his salvation, hope to those in your life who do not get Christmas.
Who needs you this Christmas? So light up their life with his hope, love, joy, and peace. Pray that Jesus shows you who needs to know him, everyone around you.
The mailman, the clerk, the waitress, the widowed neighbor, the distant relative, or the person at the copy machine, the fellow student in your math class, all need to know Jesus is here and loves you. Be the miracle to them.
Be the Christ candle that glows Christ to a cold and dead world. Make a difference. Care for them. Serve them. Give them Jesus.
We pray you'll take this seriously and celebrate his birth differently this year by reaching out with some practical ways to love and serve the people who are reading your life this year. Make a difference in someone's eternity this Christmas.
Let's pray.
Lord, you have come as a tiny and fragile baby, yet we know that you are God and you are with us, Emmanuel. May the flame of this candle remind us that you are the light of the world, that if we follow you, we will never again walk in darkness, but we'll have the true light of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And all of us. Okay, very good. Okay, turn it on. Give it to him again, Judah. Did mommy turn it off on you?
That's what the Christ candle is all about.
All right, there we go. Okay. He's real shy like his father. Okay.
Yeah.
Throughout the evening, we'll have a series of scriptures that are read, and we'll start from our first one. Fred.
It's from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
At this time, let us further honor God at our last time for this before this Christmas, before the end of the year. We'll have one more Sunday. But at this time, let's honor God by receiving a gift, a Christmas gift, that goes to our offering to be used to help meet the ministry here and around the world. And if the lights can come up a little bit, we'll go ahead and sing along with us.
Yeah, let's stand up. I'm a big Dickens fan, you know, so I love Christmas carolers. So you guys ready for Christmas carolers? You're going to sing with us? You guys got some funny hats, though, and some funny canes and those kind of things. All right. Record old traditional Christmas songs.
Seat. You guys excited?
Woo! That woke you up.
After that, we're going to give the kids a little break, so go ahead and sit down.
Jack, yes. We'd like you and Melissa to come up.
She might have left.
No, she's here.
Oh, she?
She's here. We'd like to thank you and your family for everything that you do for us throughout the year and leading us. Come on.
She loves us.
And we just want to let you know how much we appreciate both of you and everything that you do for us. And we just want to give you an offering from the church. Okay? Thank you.
They make a lot of things happen. Donna really was one of the ones who headed up when we were able to give 90 baskets of food for Thanksgiving. Awesome stuff. And then Mike greets you every week with his team. And Bobby, I didn't get a chance to say something to Bobby the other day, but leads our Shoreline Sunday School ministry. And boy, the kids did an awesome job the other day, if anybody was here for that. So that was awesome. So. And there's others that are here, too, that we couldn't do. Haven Church would not be Haven Church without them. So I'm very thankful to them. Don't go anywhere, guys. I'm going to bring you up here pretty soon. All right, don't go anywhere. So here we go. I'm going to read a scripture. Well, you know what? I'm going to wait till the kids come up. So I'm going to ask the kids to come up right now. If you guys can come on up, that would be great. You guys can sit right here on the floor. We can bring the lights up if we need to a little bit. All right, I got to get something. You guys come on up. I got to get something. All right, how are we doing? Are you guys excited? Why are you excited? Why are you excited? It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Jesus' birthday.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's Christmas. I'm excited too. So I got some stuff in here in a bag, and I want to say it's Christmas. And so we get to have the Super Bowl, right? Woo! I got my shirt. Look, I'm ready.
Yay!
Super Bowl. It's right?
Yes.
It's not.
Yes.
It certainly is not these two teams in it anymore, right? Sorry, Gary. All right. I know what it is. It's Thanksgiving. I got my shirt. Happy Thanksgiving. We get to have a turkey. We get to watch football all day. What? You mean this isn't what Christmas is? Shh, man, you guys. Wait a second here. What is that? Is that a rock? Okay. Let me see. What else we got in here? What else we got in here? Oh, I know what it is. It's Woodstock. Oh, it's not Woodstock? That's all right. Anybody who went there doesn't remember it either anyway, so. Let me see what else we got here. We got anything else in here? Nothing else is in here? Oh, wait, I know what it is. Get a shamrock. It's St. Patrick's Day. This is where the little leprechaun comes to the house. Shamrock shakes at McDonald's. Yay. Oh, sorry. Well, you mean that's not, we don't wear green? Why not? So it's not St. Patrick's Day. It's definitely not Woodstock. Right? It's not Thanksgiving? Sure? All right. And it's definitely not these two in the Super Bowl, right? So what is it about? You know what? I've got a Bible verse here somewhere. What did I do with it? Here it is, right here. I got a verse from the Bible. Maybe this will help a little bit. Let me read it, okay? It comes from Luke chapter 2. And let's see this. It says, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree," and he was a Roman governor, "and he issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor." There's a lot of people I don't have a clue who are, but it sounds like they were important people, doesn't it? "And then there was Joseph, who went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee to Bethlehem because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married." You know, I'm kind of confused here. What about you? You know what would make this better? Is if we had people help show us what it was like. What do you think? You think that would happen? All right, so let's do it. You guys will help us, won't you? Will you guys help us out? All right, here we go. So let's see. We have Mary and Joseph. So here's what we're going to do. Can we have the lights up a little bit? I'm going to take two chairs, and I'm going to take one chair here. Look out, guys. Here I come. Duck. Take one chair here. Let's put this here like that. And let's see. Let me get one more chair, all right? Does that sound like a good plan? Let's get one more chair here. All right. Now we're ready to go. All right, so let's see. So we're told that there was two people. And who were they again?
Mary and Joseph.
Mary and Joseph. Is there somebody here who you think would make a good Joseph? Like what? Let's see if anybody here. Jacob, come on up. Let's get Jacob. Come on up. Jacob. Hold on. You guys are going to help me out because I got a great part for you guys. Okay, stay put. Stay put. Here's Joseph. Who do we think would be a good Mary?
Abigail,
come on up. Here you go. Right here. Here you go, Mary. It's kind of weird. We'll just forget that they're related, all right? That would add a whole other dimension to the story, okay? All right, so here's Mary and Joseph and a baby. Anybody have a baby doll?
Get Ellie.
Where is she?
She's in the back.
Ellie, Mommy, bring Ellie up here. Oh, she's asleep? Is she in her carrier? Bring her up real quietly. Shh. Bring her real quiet. We got a baby. Shh, everybody quiet. Oh, wait, you don't have to bring her. If she's not awake. Here, can I use that? Awesome. Look. That's awesome. Here you go. Here's baby Jesus. All right, here we go. All right. I'm starting to understand this a little bit. He's a little bit furry, but that's okay. All right, let's see. All right. Now, it says here. So, there was... Now, let's go back here. There's Mary and Joseph, and he went to Bethlehem with Mary, and she had a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. Here he is, a son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger. We don't have a manger right now, but that's okay. You can hold him in your hands. There we go. All right, and there were shepherds living out in the field. Who looks like a shepherd out there? You guys look. Look out there. Point at him. Point at a shepherd. Oh, okay, Joe? Joe Cox is a shepherd. Come here, Joe. Come here, Joe. Come on, Joe. Let's hear it. Come on, say, come on, Joe. All right. All right, let's put this here. Let me see. No. All right, a shepherd needs a cane, a staff, right? Here we go. There you go, Joe. All right. And wait, he's got to have a hat. Here you go, Joe. Joe always has hats on. Some of them we don't like. There you go. Put it on. Okay. So wait. Here we go. We need another shepherd. Joe, go over there and stand next to my dad and give him this. He's another shepherd here. We'll give him one and we'll give him this. There you go, Joe. Give him that and give him this. There we go. All right. Now, what do shepherds have?
Sheep.
Look at all these sheep. Can you guys give me a good ba? Ready? One. Right. Count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's a lot of sheep. You know, that's a lot of sheep. We may need one more shepherd.
Me.
Let's get Joe. Come on, Joe. Here we go, Joe. Oh, wow, this is getting good, isn't it? I'm starting to understand this. Here you go, Joe. Put that on your head. Look, it even matches. Look. And here you go.
I need a cane.
There's your cane right there.
There you go.
Awesome. You go stand there with the other shepherds. Okay. We're getting this now, aren't we? All right. And so there were shepherds living. Here we go. There were shepherds living in the fields nearby, and they were with their sheep. That was lame. There we go. Okay. They're living with their sheep. Now, listen. And then the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and the angel. We need an angel, don't we? No. Wait, you guys. Where's Miss Chris? I saw her walk in. Miss Chris, come here. Miss Chris, you are the angel of the Lord. Here you go. Well, somebody, here, come here, turn around. Here we go. All right, Miss Chris, here you go. Here's the wings you've always wanted. All right. Here you go, right there. All right. Oh, wait, here we go. All right, there we go. Okay, so here's Miss Chris. She's the angel of the Lord. Okay, there she is. Now, and the angel of the Lord said, do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Because I bring to you,
good tidings
of a great joy.
Of a great joy.
Which will be for all people.
Which will be for all people.
For unto you, this day, in the city of David, is the Savior, which is?
Christ the Lord.
Woo! There we go. All right. There. Wait, and then notice it says, and suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God. What does that mean? Does it mean a whole bunch of them? Well, look, we got more wings. We need three more people. No, you guys are sheep. Becky. Becky. Shh, here we go, Becky. Okay, Becky, can you get that? Chris, you help them. You're Gabriel. Let's see. Shh. Jason, you got nominated. Awesome. Here we go. This is one bad angel right here, let me tell you. We need one more. Thomas Stiles, good job. You volunteer. Come on. One size fits all. Here we go. All right, here we go. Hey, come on. Oh, look at that. All right, you angels hang out together. All right, look at that. All right, here we go. Are you ready? Here we go. And it says, and suddenly the great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God, praise God,
praise God.
And saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to man on whom his favor rests. All right, and praise God some more. All right, there we go. You guys getting it? When the angels had left them, go. There you go. All right. The shepherds looked at each other and said,
Let us go now into Bethlehem.
Yes. And see this?
See the things that have been.
Yeah, there we go. And what do you guys say? Let's rock. Yeah. Say, let's go. Come on, sheep. Say, come on, sheep. Okay, you guys, 1, 2, 3. Oh, this is awesome. I'm getting it now. What about you? Are you getting it? So they hurried off. Hurry off. Come on. Hurry off. There you go. That's good. You can leave him behind. No, hurry off here. Where are you going, Joe? Wrong path. And he's the one directing you outside. That's scary. Okay. So they hurried off and they found Mary, Joseph, and the bear, baby, who was lying in the manger. When they seen him, then they left and spread word. Go ahead, spread some word. Okay. That had been told to them. And all who heard him, that's all you guys heard here, were amazed. Give me your best amazed look. Go. But Mary treasured all these in her heart, and the shepherds returned, praising God and glorifying him for what had been told to them. But wait a second. We're missing something. What are we missing? What? What are we missing? Three who? There were three wise men. Magi. Shh, wait. Shh, put your hands down. Okay, we'll grab them. Hey, listen. They said there were three wise men. You guys got to help me out. Who looks wise here? Looks like that guy back there, right there. Come on up, Mr. Wiggum. Everybody sit down. Sit down, Judah. Shh, no, I'm not doing that. Here we go. Now, you know what? The wise men are also called what else? There's a song written about them. We three kings. Kings, what do kings wear? There you go. All right. So we're missing a couple. Oh, wait. Shh. Come on up, Jana. Here you go. All right, here we go. Come on up. Get over here with your other king. Okay, here we go. I need who? And let's see, we're down one more, right? Nikki, come on up. We'll do this. Here we go. Here we go. All right. So they went and they brought gold, Frankenstein, like that guy goes, no. Frankincense and what? Myrrh. Okay, you guys are bringing that stuff, right? There you go, carrot. Okay, hold on. Now they bring them and they came and they saw Jesus and they bowed down and gave some gifts. There you go. Good job. And then, what did you guys follow?
The star,
right? There it is right there. Okay, and then you guys did what? Oh, don't go back the way Herod told you to go. He'll kill you. So go somewhere else. Go. Tell him. Say shoo-shoo. You guys tell him bye. Wow. Wow, that's something, huh? So I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But let's take a look at this again. Okay, everybody come back up who was part of this story. I'm going to get this straight. You ready? So who is this?
Mary.
Oh, but Mary also. Mary was she supposed to be married? To who? And if you're married, you need a ring, right? There you go. There you go. Now, wait, shh, everybody quiet, everybody quiet. Listen, shh, we're going to get this. So Mary and Joseph went, and where would they have this baby? A manger. What's a manger?
It's a barn.
A barn? I got to tell you. I got to tell you something. Shh, okay, wait, shh, here we go. Now, listen. I got to tell you, doesn't this seem really silly? I mean, look at these angels. Look at the shepherds. Look at the wise guys. But wait a second. Wait a second. Listen. Does that seem kind of weird? And Jesus is supposed to be a king. That, and a savior. That doesn't seem like to be born in a barn is a great way to be born. Do you think so? Then why do we celebrate Christmas? Yeah, and you know what? God, yeah, everybody went ahead, and this was, everybody was doing their own thing. All these other people were around in their towns and in their houses doing their own thing, and yet right there was born this guy named Jesus who would live and teach. He was God's son. He eventually died on a cross for you and for me and rose again. That's why we celebrate this day. Now, we did it a little silly way, didn't we?
Yeah.
But just as we did it spontaneous, I didn't ask any of you guys beforehand to do this, right?
Yeah.
But guess what? Guess what? Just as they weren't asked to do it before, the shepherds were minding, where are they? The shepherds were minding their own business, weren't they? They were just doing, dealing with who?
Sheep.
And what do sheep say?
Bah.
Right. And then all of a sudden, boom, the angel popped in. And then came the rest of the angels. They hurried off and they saw this thing. And then after a while came these shepherds. They came in, right? Then after a while, several, maybe some people believe years later, came these kings. And they came to just worship a baby. But he wasn't just an ordinary baby, was he?
The baby when they came to worship.
He could have been about 2 years old. Have you seen a two-year-old?
Yeah.
There's not much to worship about them.
But
you know what? You know why they did? Because he was Jesus. And so for many of us and many people outside in this community, listen, many people in this community and in the world are just going on and they're celebrating Christmas, but really they're leaving Jesus out. They don't have any clue who Jesus is. How do you think they can get to know? What did the shepherds do after they found out about Jesus?
They told everybody.
What did the wise men do after they?
They told everybody.
So what can you guys do this Christmas? Tell everybody about Jesus. All right? Does that sound good? So can you do something with me? I want you to all pray with me. Okay? Jesus, we just thank you for coming into our lives and coming into our world and being the reason that we celebrate. Because if it wasn't for that stable in Bethlehem, we would not know you, we would not celebrate, and we would never, ever be able to reconnect with God. For that, we give you praise. We did this spontaneously as in a kind of funny way, but God, you did the same thing. You spontaneously, you quickly, when we didn't expect it, came into the world and sent your Son to be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and our Savior. And for that, we praise you. We give you thanks. Just as the angel said, glory to God in the highest, and on peace, goodwill to men on earth. And all God's sheep said, bad. There we go. Good job. All right, guys, you can go back to your seat. And anybody has your stuff, you can put this in here if you want. Good job. Let's hear it for everybody who. That's us. Be careful, honey. There you go. Thanks, Jeff. You know, it seems very, very ludicrous to us as this happened, but imagine if you're at you're minding your own business one day at work and all of a sudden angels just light up and tell you to go somewhere. Just imagine if you're minding your own business and you're miles away and somebody says, why don't you go to Chicago and just travel and follow a star to Chicago and go ahead and see the angel, the king, see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And they were obedient to Jesus. And so that's what we want to do this Christmas season. At this time, we're going to continue with our worship. I'm going to ask our worship team to come back forward as we now move to our second scripture lesson from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20.
Trembling heart, somehow I believe. The next reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their songs repeat, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing.
the last scripture for the evening. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, he asked them where this Messiah was to be born. And they said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. And as soon as you find him, report unto me so that I too may go worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the time of the year that is some of the people's favorite time of year.
During this time is when we will pass out some candles. We'll have some ushers that will go ahead and do that at this moment. And as they do that, you'll go ahead and have them, and you just turn them on by the bottom. And what we're going to do, we're going to have that, we're going to sing Silent Night, one of the greatest songs ever written. And when it was written, I've shared this story for years, it was written for an organ, because that's what it was done. But what ended up happening was, back then they didn't have digital things. They had bellows, and one of the bellows broke, and they couldn't get it fixed. And so the first time it was ever played was on a guitar. And that song, "Stille Nacht," is the first time it was ever played. Can you imagine Christmas without Silent Night to this day? And so today, as we pass this out, and Liz, could you hand me one, please? Thank you. At this time, thank you. You'll receive that, and when you receive it, go ahead and just turn it on. At the bottom, we're going to ask that you stand, and we're going to sing Silent Night as we're led by the worship team. The lights will go dim, and just look around as what we shared with the kids and what was read to us today from our Christ candle is that Jesus is the light of the world. In our next service, I'm going to go ahead and share a sermon about Jesus and what can we bring. I was pretty amazed as I looked up here, and one little girl took what she had when we were looking for a Jesus. She took, it means a lot to her, that little bear. And she was willing to give it up for Jesus, to be Jesus. Are you in your life willing to give your life to be Jesus to somebody else in this world? Can you let the light that Christ shined in your life, that he shined in the world in a stable in Bethlehem, are you willing to be that for somebody else? As you light these candles, don't just look at how beautiful it is and look around and think of an old Coca-Cola commercial or something like that. But more importantly, think of the fact that Jesus came into the world, into the darkness in the world. He came in to share a light. That means that to somebody who is just a nasty person in life or irritable, that when we respond that way, that we're not sharing light where there's darkness. That means when there's people who are homeless, for whatever reason they're homeless, that there's somebody who somebody else gave birth to and loves, and you may be the only Jesus to them that can connect them to the Father. That means when somebody is always crying and always asking you for something, that maybe, just maybe, what they really need is the light of Christ in their life. It means that when everything seems to be going to hell in a handbasket, there is never too much darkness to shut out and blot out the light of Christ. So during this time, as we're led by our worship team in Silent Night, kids, I want you to have them too. I want you to be able to look, and I want you to just look at that candle and just be able to look at it. In the last verse, we're going to raise them up. And also, if we can get some for our worship team too. You don't realize how much work they do to enable us to make this a great series and make every Sunday a time to worship the Lord. From our media team in the back and everybody else, all of us are sharing a little bit of the light of Christ that he shined in their lives in order to share it with somebody else. So as we continue on in this service, Let's recognize how we can share that light from one candle. In Jesus' name. We go ahead and sing that first verse once again, but this time I want you to look at the candle as you hold it high, and I want you to recognize, just think of that one person in your life that you can be the light of Christ to, that if that their life really looks like this, complete darkness, they don't know where they're going to turn, but because of the light that Christ has shared with you, because somebody else took time to share their light of Christ with you, that you can go ahead and say, hey, it always looks darkest, but there's hope. There's love, there's joy, and there's peace. That's why we lit those candles, and it all comes together in Christ Jesus. So let's sing that verse once again. Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
Silent night, and so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
All right. Let's have the lights come up a little bit. All right, what a great evening. It's hard to believe we're coming to the end of our Christmas message, and we ask that you go ahead and put those in when you leave today. But there's something missing, don't you think so, Wing?
I think so. I think there's something's really missing. It's like not really Christmas
you know,
yet.
I mean, we've talked a lot about Jesus, and that's the main reason for the season, right? But there's something else that I think some kids are excited about. Is there anything you got kids are excited about?
Sleeping in late.
Sleeping in late, right? No. Getting a bath like that one girl said? No, what do you think they could be excited about? Does anybody know? Well, wait a second, Wayne. What was that?
I hear something.
You hear something?
Did you hear that noise?
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
What is that?
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So you better be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So you better be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better be good for
goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not fight. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town. 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 I hope all of you had a great service today in our family service. If you want to, you can come back and for our 8:30 service where we'll have it a little more mellow and we're going to go ahead and celebrate communion. But most of all, know that you have a Lord who loves you, a God who loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ. And come back Sunday. Sunday's message will be change. So have a great week. Merry Christmas.
No jingle bells, man?
Huh?
No jingle bells? You did?
My piano's turning out too low.
Oh, okay.